Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We got a great show for you. And one of the things that makes our show great is that we can provide it for you free every single week. And the way we do that is through our sponsors. And this week we have some great sponsors on deck. We have Tailgate Giant, Realty Shares, and Kielbasa Provision Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your boy, kid said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some tailgate. If you can't get a bottle, baby, don't worry if you can't wait. You gotta get some.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for stopping by our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Larger. We got a great show for you this week. We're going to be talking to the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. She's a TV personality. She's got an upcoming cookbook, and she is about all things on the game day. So we're going to be talking to her, our upcoming event this weekend at one of the NFL venues, and a whole lot more. So stick around after the first break to listen to our great interview with the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. I really want to give you guys a lot of credit for your feedback on last week's show. You know, we departed from our usual shenanigans, and we talked about game day fan behavior and some of the things that have been going on in the news. And I'm not going to rehash last week's show. You can always go back and listen to it. But I do want to thank you for your feedback. We got a ton of reaction on Twitter, through our email at stuff@tailgateradio.com. And I certainly do appreciate both pros and cons, quite frankly, on the show last week. But I thought with everything going on in the news during that timeline that it was important for us to at least touch on it. And so we decided here at Game Day Media to devote the entire episode to just having an open dialogue about fan interaction, the fan experience, and what your responsibilities are out in the parking lot. And so I thought it was fantastic. I thought your feedback just added so much more. And you can go back on our Twitter feed. And if you're not following us on Twitter, go to Tailgate Radio. We've got almost 50,000 followers, which thank you so much for that. And you can look back at some of the content and comments that the Tailgate Nation made in regards to that show. So we certainly do appreciate that. And if you want to interact with us, as I said, you can go to Tailgate Radio on Twitter. You can also email us anytime at stuff@tailgateradio. Go to our website at tailgateradio.com. And we certainly do appreciate any and all feedback, pros, cons. You know, if you don't say anything, then we don't know if you're listening. So the fact that you were so vociferous, yeah, I busted out a big word this week, vociferous in your comments in regards to, you know, the fan interaction and how you, you know, what are the rules of engagement for tailgaters out there. I just thought it was fantastic, and I certainly do appreciate that. I also want to remind you, speaking of reaching out to us, we are going to give away another winner of this week's Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week. You know, when you send us your videos, your website, a letter, photos of your tailgate club, you're automatically entered to be considered for the Tailgate Club of the Week. And we've got another great winner this week. And all I will say is they emanate from Sooner Country. Is that that probably gave way too much away, but we're going to be doing that a little later on the show. And this is Halloween week, so we're going to visit with the fine folks over at partycoffins.com. We're going to do all of this week in this finely tuned machine we call Tailgate Radio. But when we come back, we're going to talk to the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. Don't go away. We've got more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, you know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and or talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant. tailgategiant.com. You know, Tailgate Nation, if you have money in the stock market, you probably broke even this year. Maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in places like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, or almost any other major city in the U.S., you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. So if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. RealtyShares is active in over 100 major metropolitan areas. Thousands of investors use our platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by our experienced investment professionals. You can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computer. Go to RealtyShares.com/tailgate to create your free account today. Over $10 million have been returned to investors this year. Start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. That's RealtyShares.com/tailgate. RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Welcome back, everybody. I want to tell you, I am so excited to have my guest on this week. She has had a passion for sports. It's been in her blood since before she was born, literally. And I mean that, literally. She's the founder of Hungry Fan, and she's going to tell us what all that entails. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dana Falk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Dana, first and foremost, I've spent some time on your website, and it's fabulous, by the way. But for those that have not been over there, tell us, what is Hungry Fan?
So, Hungry Fan is your one-stop shop for all things game day. We just soft-launched the site. We're still working through some things right now, but I'm glad that you like it. And at the site, you'll be able to find pretty much anything and everything that you need for game day, whether it's products, recipes, information, recommendations. My world is the world of the fan. I love sports fans, and I love tailgating and homegating, or fangating, as I call them, collectively. And when you go to HungryFan.com, you should be able to find everything that you need.
Of all the vocations that are out there, and looking at your pedigree and just your background, it seems like you could have gone a lot of different directions. What in the world made you get into this business?
You know, there was a time, I will say, I did want to be a sports agent, like my dad, and he was, like, absolutely not. Not a good idea. But really, I'm actually, every day I'm inspired by sports fans. I think that they are just the most passionate, exciting, interesting, cool group of people, not just in the United States, but if you actually encounter sports fans pretty much anywhere on Earth. They're fiercely loyal. And you know, one of the things that I really admire about them is that, you know, no matter what your race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, like, you're really, you know, we sort of jump all over each other pretty much day in and day out. You can turn on the news and see stuff like that all the time. But on game day, all of that goes out the window. And if our team scores, we're hugging, we're high-fiving. You know, sports is a great unifier, and sports fans are just incredible at sort of putting all of that excess, you know, whatever it is that they may be or believe, away, and just be very true to each other and to sport on game day. And I love celebrating that.
You mentioned that your father was a sports agent. Did that really start your love of sports, and were you surrounded by sports personalities throughout your childhood?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, I joke, I've been a sports fan from the womb, and I quite literally have been a sports fan from the womb. When I was in my mother's stomach, I don't know, maybe like she was like 6 months pregnant, I'm not sure. My mother and my father and a collection of NBA basketball players on an exhibition tour were traveling around Italy, and I was there. Sort of like baby Dana, like pre-birth Dana. I was there. And I've been doing it ever since. I used to go to games all the time. I'm the oldest, and there's no boys in my family. I have a little sister, and I'm sort of like the son that my father never had, just because I'm so into it. And I would go to games with him, and when I was really little, they'd take me into the locker room after the game, and then as I started getting a little older, they're like, you can't come in here anymore, and I'd go to games, I'd hang out in, like, the tunnels, you know, outside the locker rooms, and go out to dinner with the players after the game, and, you know, like, the whole, like, you know, should be in bed by a certain hour when you're a kid, but sort of not a thing. Just if the game ended late and then we went to dinner, there I was. And that's been my world. We had players staying in our guest room upstairs in our house.
So were there some of those moments where, you know, you're hanging out at the kitchen table with a major sports star?
Yes, that would happen. The short answer is yes. We go to dinner with, like, everybody. I mean, we oftentimes would have Sunday night Chinese food dinner with Patrick Ewing at the restaurant, and there's only one table we could sit at because it was the only table that his knees were clear. Otherwise, you have to sit all the way out, pull all the way back out from the table. But I have a cookbook coming out next year, and I wrote about in the introduction how there was this one day, it's like this really vivid memory. I walked into my house, and I heard my dad. I was at the school, and I heard his voice. And he was on the road a lot when I was a kid, and so it was very rare to have him home at, like, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And so I walked into the family room where I heard his voice coming from, and he was sitting there with this just gigantic person. And it was Sean Bradley, 7'6". And they were sitting there, and they were chatting, and my dad said, "Oh, okay, and I want you to meet Sean." He's like one of the newest clients, and, you know, give him a warm welcome. So I, you know, shook his hand, and I said hello. I think I was, like, I was pretty young. I think maybe I was, like, 6. I can't remember. And he put me on his shoulders, and he started walking me around our house. And it was in that moment, like, there's always that moment in everybody's life where you remember being afraid for the first time, like that realization that you could hurt yourself by doing something. And that was my day. The day that I realized that if I fell down off of Sean Bradley's shoulders onto the floor, that I would probably get hurt. Because it was really far.
Yes, that's a long fall, for sure. I'm here with Dana Falk with Hungry Fan. Now, you talked earlier about the websites being redesigned, but when people go over there after this, with the soft launch this week of the redesigned website, what can people expect to find over at HungryFan.com?
Well, they'll be able to find, as with TheHungryFan.com, which is the site from before, they'll be able to find great game day recipes. I really like to focus on regional special recipes as you travel around the country. You'll be able to find product reviews for your tailgate or your home gate or your fan gate, as I call it. Just general fun little stories that come up in the media about tailgating or cool things that people are doing, as covered by other people curating their stories. And then there's also Hungry Fan branded products. I launched some of my own products. I have a line of spice blends that will spice up your fan gate. You can use them as dips, sauces, dry rubs. You can bake with them. You can dissolve them into your beer. Frankly, I really don't care what you do with them. I just want you to enjoy them. You'll be able to get the Hungry Fan portable slow cooker, as well as a bunch of other products that I've picked that I really like for game day, mostly food products. That are really, really tasty. They're award-winning, and you'll be able to find recipes that I've made with them, with those products, as well as a link to Hungry Fan app. And a new thing that I've launched, which I'm still working out the kinks a little bit right now, but the concept is called Sports Bar Radar, and it's basically my picks for the top 15 to 20 sports bars in every major professional franchise city in North America. It's not fully in effect yet, but once it's up, it should be pretty cool. And it's very simple and easy to use. And then once that's all ironed out, I'm going to start to put up there bars. If you have a team or a city affiliation, like if you're a Philly fan or I went to Duke undergrad, don't hate me. But if you're a Duke fan and you're looking for the Duke bar or the Philly bar in your city, and we'll start with the main, metropolitan cities in the U.S., we'll help you find those as well.
Speaking of which, I understand you're going to be in Houston, Texas, serving as a tailgate judge this weekend. Now, when you do something like that, what do you look for in a successful tailgate?
First of all, I'm so excited. I've been told great things about the Texas tailgate, and the team really prides us up on their tailgate. I've been in Houston before, it's been a little while, and based on my trip last time, I'm really looking for Tex-Mex, even Louisiana Creole that sort of made its way to Texas or Houston. I believe it was the 1920s that got introduced, and it's sort of been ingrained into the fabric of Houston ever since. I want to find food. Don't just give me a hamburger or a hot dog. I'm not interested in that. I can get that anywhere. I could probably go to the moon and get a hamburger or a hot dog. but I want food that's really special to Houston that I couldn't find necessarily if I was in San Diego or Oregon or Boston. Houston has a really, really rich culture, historically, traditionally, and I want to see how that plays out in the parking lot.
Yeah, the Houston area is really unique, too, because you really do have the fusion of Tex-Mex along with that Creole influence from next-door neighbors in Louisiana. So you really do get a cool mix of food. So you should have a blast at NRG Stadium this weekend. That is a fantastic tailgating venue. So have a blast down there. That sounds like and the weather should be great. They're expecting
that's what I heard. Yeah, I hope that rain has that storm has subsided.
Yeah, I understand that it's going to be gone by Saturday, so it'll be nice for trick-or-treaters the night before, and then on game day, everything should be good to go. Now,
that's going to be a part of the weekend.
That's right. I read that you studied nutrition and studied the culinary arts and that you really like to focus on healthy recipes and at least that's one of the goals that you have. I have to ask you, because I have spent years out in the parking lot. Is it possible to really, to truly have a healthy tailgate party? I mean, the food is phenomenal, but I have had a really tough time finding something that I would classify as a truly healthy meal.
That's fair, but then I would fire back at you. What do you mean by healthy? What's your definition of healthy?
Yeah, you know, part of that may be quantity as much as anything, because you can
sure, you can
find lots of good proteins out there. And there, you know, there are some good menus out there. And I would say in the last 5 years or so, especially as I move from one age category to another, that that people are looking for healthier options. I just know that that oftentimes it is, and again, it's probably to the excess more than actually what's being served. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I would also add that there are certain substitutions that you can make that almost don't impact flavor whatsoever, that can just automatically improve things. I like sour cream. I think a lot of people like sour cream. But sour cream is just like artery clogging. And it's artery clogging good, but, you know, it's something you got to watch. I always tell people, one of the main things that I cook with and I tailgate with all the time is Greek yogurt. And not fat-free Greek yogurt, but like 2% Greek yogurt, because it has the same consistency and the same taste as sour cream. And you can also, I use it for mayonnaise as well. It's a great substitute. You know, even watching your oils, like, yes, you can use vegetable oil, but olive oil is just much better for you. And then I say, you know, what does healthy mean? And by that I mean, you know, don't use high fructose corn syrup, anything. Like ketchup, use ketchup made with real sugar. You don't need high fructose corn syrup. It's terrible for you. Totally avoid trans fat. Really easy to do now. Like, like 10 years ago, it was in everything. Now, it's, you know, been taken out of a lot of foods, which is good. But more than anything, you know, just how clean is the food that you're eating? If there's nothing wrong with having a burger or, you know, a Tex-Mex version of a burger, if you will, in Houston, there's nothing wrong with that. Just, you know, if you could, and I know it's a little bit more expensive, but use grass-fed meat instead of corn-fed meat, because cows don't eat corn. Cows eat grass. And you know, don't have five burgers, have one burger. And if you're going to have the burger on game day, enjoy it. And have the fries and have all that stuff that you want to eat. You know, you don't need to eat to the point where you're throwing up, like you said. And then for the other 6 days, the rest of the week, just be smart. You don't need more burgers that week. You don't need an entire pizza pie. You know, you don't need 3 scoops of ice cream. Just be smart. It's all about balance. And at the end of the day, you know, don't stress over it. You know, one of the leading causes of disease and death in the United States is not the world of stress. The last thing you need to do is stress over your food on game day. So just be smart and enjoy it. It's meant to be your day off. Have fun.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm here with Dana Falk. She is with the founder. I shouldn't say with. You are the founder of Hungry Fan. And, you know, just looking at your schedule, you seem to always be on the go. I hear last night you were hanging out with Evander Holyfield. And this weekend you're going to be down in Houston with the Texans. What else do you have coming up on your schedule?
Well, I am throwing a watch party in New York. Thankfully, I don't have to go anywhere, but I'll be throwing a watch party in the tap room of the Columbus Circle Whole Foods, which is the biggest one, I think, in New York State, for the Giants-Patriots game on the 15th. And I'm going to be, prior to that, after that, November 21st, hosting a tailgate at the Yale-Harvard game at Yale. So I realized, like, okay, Ivy League, no, like, you know, maybe it's not like LSU or Alabama or whatever, but, you know, that's a fierce rivalry, so that'll be pretty cool.
And lots of tradition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, so those are a couple of things that I've got going on. I've got to go down to Birmingham, Alabama to do the photos for my cookbook in December. And then, of course, in February, we have the Super Bowl 50. In San Francisco, and I've got some cool things in the works through that as well.
Besides the website, which is hungryfan.com, do you have a, how can folks find you on Twitter, any other means of social media that we can keep track and of what you're doing?
Yes, please do. Please follow me. I run secret contests where I will pick out winners, people who use my hashtags. You can find me at The Hungry Fan. That's my moniker. I go by The Hungry Fan. My company is Hungry Fan. I believe it's facebook.com/TheHungryFan. I'm at The Hungry Fan on Twitter, at The Hungry Fan on Instagram, and I use the hashtag Hungry Fan and also Hungry Fan's Food. So if you happen to be at, like City Field on Friday night, for example, or City, hashtag your pictures, Hungry Fan Food, and you're shoving all that yummy Shake Shack and other goodness, concession goodness into your face. I'll repost it. Zing for, Saturday, Sunday. I love these pictures. I love to see people in the parking lot, at home, in the stadium. Share it with me. Be part of the community. I welcome it, and I will secretly troll for great pictures and give out prizes.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming into Tailgate Radio this week, and we will make sure that we get the Tailgate Nation out there supporting Hungry Fan. And we look forward to seeing you. If you're out in Houston this week, look for her out in the parking lot. That is a ginormous tailgate lot. It's all just in one place. So that is a fantastic locale to do your tailgating. And Dana, we wish you all the best, and come back and join us on Tailgate Radio anytime.
Thank you. I hope to do just that. Thanks for having me. And have a great weekend as well.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largo in Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio, this Halloween week edition of Tailgate Radio. In just a little bit, we're going to have the folks from PartyCoffins.com. Yeah, that's right. I said partycoffins.com, and they're going to give us a ghastly review of their great ghoulish game day gadget. How'd you like that for alliteration? Yeah. Anyway, before we have those folks on from Party Coffins, this is one of my favorite parts of the show. This is when we get to announce this week's Kielbasa Provision Company's National Tailgate Club of the Week. They receive a great box of Kielbasa brand sausage for their next tailgate party and the recognition of being named the National Tailgate Club of the Week. And this week's Tailgate Club of the Week goes to, let's hear the drum roll, Sooner Tailgate. Sooner Tailgate, and on the line with me right now is Corey Edwards. Corey, congratulations on winning the National Tailgate Club of the Week.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
So tell us, I take by the name Sooner Tailgate that you guys follow the Oklahoma Sooners on a weekly basis and have your tailgate set up there in Norman. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys do on game day?
Well, game day is an event. As you well know, you're down there. It's not just a game. It starts early. We usually get down, leave the house 8 hours before kickoff. We're down there set up, ready to go, at least 6-7 hours prior to, and we stay there till the last game of the night to play. So it's an all-day event. I've been doing it for 15 years or so, and just love it. It's an absolute blast.
What would you say is one of the most unique things about game day in Norman, and specifically about the tailgate over at Sooners Tailgate?
Game day in Norman is unlike any, and we've been all over the country, or all over the Big 12 anyway, to a lot of different tailgates. Down there, there's so many families, so many people. It's just a time we all get together and have fun. You see people, you see them maybe six times a year, every home game. So, It's just it's a fun time. You see everybody. Like I said, it's now become an event for almost the entire 90,000 people to go to the games.
Well, I want to just congratulate you guys on behalf of the Kielbasa Provision Company. If you have not had Kielbasa brand sausage before, you and your tailgate are going to have a sausage experience, because there's nothing like it anywhere in the world, and we're looking forward to sending it up to you guys there in Norman. So before we go, is there any, can we check out your tailgate setup? Do you have a Facebook page or a website that we could see what's going on over there at Sooner Tailgate?
We actually have a Twitter account, Sooner Tailgate. We update every time what we're serving. We have served kielbasa, love it. It's great sausages. But we update every time before the game, day before the game, a couple days before the game. And then, of course, the road games, we always get together at somebody's house. So we serve about 200 people every game day, and lots of families come. So we had a good time.
Well, thank you for your time, and congratulations again on being this week's Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Tailgate Nation, Halloween is right around the corner. So I thought we would take a very special look at a ghoulish game day gadget. It's called the Party Coffin. And joining us now is Mindy from Party Coffins. Mindy, welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Thank you. I am so glad for this opportunity. I'm so glad you called. I'm very happy to be here.
October is a great month. Halloween, there's always lots going on. And last week, I read a story about party coffins and just couldn't believe what I was hearing. So can you give us some background on how you guys got started with Party Coffins and partycoffins.com?
Absolutely. And that makes me laugh that you yourself haven't ever thought of this. I mean, it just seems very normal around our house at this point in time. But to give you a little bit of a backdrop around partycoffins.com, Doug and myself, Doug Dawson, the other co-founder, my fiancé, and I are very passionate about Halloween as well as tailgating. And so just in a series of different things, we've kind of married those two loves, those two passions, and have come up with partycoffins.com. We were tailgating last fall, and we have a hearse, and we have several coffins that we utilize in our big Halloween parties each year. And last fall, as we were sitting tailgating at one game, Doug said, "Wouldn't it be fun if we took one of the coffins and made it into a tailgate piece, something that we could bring with us to tailgate with?" So that is definitely the inspiration. That was the beginning of this whole adventure that Doug and I have been on. And from there, we took one of our coffins to a local home, I guess you will, a home stereo store, and said, "Hey, here's what we're looking for. Here's what we would like to have added to the coffin." And we chose to add the flat screen TV, the cooler. We knew we wanted speakers so we could not only hear the game, but then also have music be a part of that. So we then, after two or three weeks of working with them and getting our coffin the way we wanted it, we began to tailgate with it. And the response that we received was absolutely overwhelming. We had no idea. We had literally a line of people at our tailgate spot nonstop, asking questions, asking could they take a picture of it, how could they buy one. And so when this football season came around and gearing up for Halloween again, Doug and I looked at one another and said, "Why not? Let's just take this to the next level and retail these coffins and see where it goes." And I have to tell you, the response that we've been given is just absolutely phenomenal.
There's so many questions I want to ask about this, but you mentioned earlier that you had these coffins. You've stored them in like your garage, and you know, this is kind of normal for you guys.
Yes, at this point in time. time coffins in our garage is normal for us in our household, as strange as that sounds. But yes, so we, just to kind of take you from A to Z, again, A being what was our source of inspiration, how did this get started, and then to step two being, how do you get your hands on coffins? So we have teamed up with a local funeral home, a good friend of ours from the small town where we live, and said, hey, can you help us get our hands on some coffins? These are real coffins. It's not like it's just boxes or made out of plywood. These are absolutely real caskets that we are now converting into tailgate pieces. So we purchased a lot of these caskets. We then had them delivered initially to our house. Doug, my fiance, owns a logistics business and warehousing. Since then, we do store some of them outside of our garage. And then we have a design crew and a team that goes in and actually takes these caskets and puts it into the tailgate piece. Now, we have a couple different models. We're very customer-oriented, and we can do about whatever any customer would like. So we have two different models that we showcase when we're out tailgating, one of which being what I would consider a premium model. In the foot lid of the casket is a 32-inch flat-screen TV. It has a stereo receiver with surround sound speakers embedded into the side of the casket, which is Bluetooth ready. So if you're just looking for music, you can Bluetooth your phone directly to the stereo receiver and play just music. We also have it's adaptable to Dish Network, so you can get a tailgater from Dish Network, Chris, who we use.
They're a sponsor of the show. That was a great plug.
Very nice, very nice. It worked out great for us. We've been using the tailgater personally for a couple of years now, and we love having it because before we go to the game, obviously we like to watch the pregame shows, but also we kind of like to keep up on what's going on in other games, so we utilize that. And then at the other end of the cooler, or excuse me, at the other end of the casket is a large cooler. So that's our, what I would consider our top-of-the-line model. Again, we can kind of customize that model in any way, shape, or form a person would like it. A secondary model, because we had some people say, gosh, you know, I'm not a big sports fan, and I think that this is a lot of fun. I love Halloween. We have a lot of backyard barbecues, and we just like this for the wow factor in the casket itself. So then we took that feedback and made a second model where it's just the cooler. So it's a casket with two very large coolers in it, as well as a storage area. And it also has an outlet so you can plug in a blender if you want to make mixed drinks, make the kids ices, plug in a hot plate, whatever your bar. It does have an electrical outlet on the side too, so you can utilize that in any way you may need.
You know, this is one of the coolest ideas I believe I have ever heard in my life. Mindy, how in the heck can we get our hands on our very own party coffin?
All you need to do, you can give us a call at 844-COFFIN-1, and that will ring directly to our cell phones. Or you can obviously visit our website at partycoffins.com, and you can look and see what we have available, and then also place your order that way. Every single coffin that we make is 100% custom made, so we would need anyone who's interested in getting their hands on one, give us a call, let us know what your interests are. If you want your casket painted for your team color, absolutely, we'll make that happen. So we can send them out as is, or we can have them painted. They're 100% customizable. Let us know what you want, and we'll make it happen for you. Our goal is, and at this point in time, and I hesitate to say this close to Halloween, but what we've done thus far is we have a 10-day turnaround time. From the time that order is placed, we have that coffin shipped in 10 days or less. So I know that a lot of people are going to want one for Halloween. I know that they're going to want one to tailgate with before the end of the football season. So certainly place your order now, and let's get you your casket in time for Halloween and before football season ends.
Mindy, I want to thank you so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and we wish you all the best, and keep us updated on how things are going over there at PartyCoffin.com.
We absolutely will, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, Tailgate Nation. That about wraps it up for that about wraps it up for this week's show. Who was that guy? Want to thank our very special guest this week, Dana Falk from Hungry Fan. Make sure to check out our website at hungryfan.com or over at Twitter at Hungry Fan, hashtag Hungry Fan or Hungry Fan Food. Check her out. She's got some great resources on our website, and just is going to be in Houston, Texas this weekend, has a whole lot of activities going on. It's somebody that if you are a fan of people that support the game day activities, tailgating, fan gating, home gating, you'll definitely want to make Dana Falk's website, Hungry Fan, a regular destination for you. Also want to thank Mindy from Party Coffins, partycoffins.com. If you want to get yourself a party coffin, there's really only one place to do it, and that's partycoffins.com. Go check them out as well. And want to thank one more time and give a big shout-out to this week's Kielbasa Provision Company National Tailgate Club of the Week winner, Sooner Tailgate, and Corey Edwards for joining us on this week's show. For everybody here at Tailgate Radio, you can find us at tailgateradio.com, over at Twitter at Tailgate Radio. We're available to listen to on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, SoundCloud, Podomatic, Roku, Apple TV, anywhere and everywhere you want to download us. We certainly do appreciate it, and we thank you so much for your continued support to help make Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing and one of the biggest sports-related, outdoor, podcasty kind of thing out there in the world. So as I always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Have fun this weekend. Be safe trick-or-treating, and don't let the ghouls get you. You know, Tailgate Nation, if you have money in the stock market, you probably broke even this year. Maybe you even lost money. But if your dollars were invested in real estate in places like San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Chicago, or almost any other major city in the U.S., you likely enjoyed solid returns. Diversification is the name of the game when it comes to investing. So if you're looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate, look no further than RealtyShares.com. RealtyShares is an online real estate investment marketplace that allows accredited investors to invest as little as $1,000 per transaction in residential and commercial real estate projects across the United States. RealtyShares is active in over 100 major metropolitan areas. Thousands of investors use our platform to invest in real estate deals that are sourced and vetted by our experienced investment professionals. You can browse and invest in minutes, all from your computer. Go to RealtyShares.com/tailgate to create your free account today. Over $10 million have been returned to investors this year. Start investing today at RealtyShares.com/tailgate. Investments are risky and may lose value. Past performance is not indicative of future results. That's RealtyShares.com/tailgate, RealtyShares.com/tailgate.